Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24/7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Beckton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria. 6:30 a.m., Life Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire. 7 a.m., The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. And 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast already in progress.
It's all right.
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 My Jesus,
my Jesus said he'll fix it. And
yeah.
It's all right.
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 Oh.
My Jesus said he'll fix it. And it's all right.
Oh, one of these days, and it won't.
Said he'll fix it and it's alright.
I'll see my Savior. I'm going home, yeah.
Jesus said he'll fix it and it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
Oh.
My Jesus said he'll fix it and
it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
Oh,
my Jesus said he'll fix it and it's alright.
Oh.
It's alright.
Oh.
It's alright.
My
Jesus said he'll fix it and
it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
Right. My Jesus said he'll fix it and it's alright.
It's alright.
Excellence in ministry, and I thank God for this church. I thank God for the 131 years that we have been in existence. 131 years. We've seen a lot. As you look at the history of this country, as you look at the history of this world, as you think of the history of this congregation, we know that we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, because is there a witness here that he has not failed us? He has never failed us. God's got a good track record. He's never failed us. And he won't fail us because he's God. For 131 years as the Little Rock AME Zion Church, without a doubt, we have stood Sunday after Sunday as a church family and recited or chanted the Apostles' Creed.
Amen.
Every Sunday, one of the ministers or myself will stand here and say to you as a Christian, if anyone were to ask you what is it that you believe, this is what you should tell them. And what do we say? Say it with me. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Give God praise if you believe that. Do you really believe it? Because when you really think about it, when we recite the Apostles' Creed, notice that the creed does not say, we believe. It starts off with what? I believe. Because it is a personal declaration of your faith. What is it that you believe? And what we are asserting, what we are affirming, is that we believe in God the Father Almighty. But I've come by to say that while it is good that we believe in God, the problem comes because many times we don't act like we believe God. Oh God, see, there's a difference between believing in God and there's another thing to believe God. You know, it's one thing to say you believe that God is creator of the ends of the earth. But it's a whole nother to believe that he can handle your business. It's one thing to believe that God is the one who created all humanity. And that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But it's another thing to believe that he can heal your body. It's one thing to believe that God will provide all the needs of all the trees and plants and animals that God made, but it's another one to believe that he's able to feed your family. That he can make a way out of no way. That he can still open doors that no man can shut. And he can still open doors that no one can close. Anybody believe God today? Because the truth of the matter is that it's one thing to stand here in church and to corporately declare what it is that we believe, but in the midnight hour, when your back is against the wall, when your friends are few, when your body is sick, when your money is funny, and when your change is strange, when life has turned a deaf ear towards you, when things don't work out the way you think they ought to work out, do you still believe? Do you still believe that God knows what he's doing in your life? Because I said, it's one thing to believe in God, but another thing to believe God. Because if you believe God, you believe God when God says yes. And you believe God when God says no. Because God knows what God is doing with you. And God knows what God is doing with me. And so while life may not shape up the way you want it to, how you want it to, you've got to believe that behind the scenes, God is working together, all things together, for your good, and guess what? For his glory. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you anyway. It's about God's glory. I told you this before, I'll tell it again. I say it every Sunday if I have to. That everything that happens to you and I happens because God either allowed it or God arranged it. And the good things that happen to you do not happen for your pleasure, no. And the bad things that happen to you do not happen for your pain, no. It all happens so that God can get the glory out of your life. And we know that all things work together for good. To them who love God and to them who are called according to what? Say it again. According to what? His purpose. Not your purpose, but his purpose. Give God praise. You believe that today? I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about this in a very personal way. As we go through the changes and challenges, or I like to say every now and then, the vicissitudes of life. I just like that word. And I was thinking about a song that I heard years ago, but it just ministered to me in a such a way yesterday by Donnie McClurkin. He raised an issue in this song. Listen to what he says, a song called I'll Trust You, Lord. Donnie McClurkin says, I know that faith is easy when everything is going well. But can you still believe in me when your life's a living hell? And when all the things around you seem to quickly fade away, there's just one thing I really want to know. This is God talking. Will you let go? Will you stand on my word? Against all odds, will you believe what I have said? What seems impossible, will you believe? Every promise that I make, will you receive? I'll trust you, Lord. He goes on to say, I know how bad it hurts you when that loved one's life came to an end. And when they had to leave you, you said you'll never love again. But will you trust that I can help you? And I'll never turn away. Do you trust me, child? No matter what one says. What if it hurts? What if you cry? What if it doesn't work the first time that you try? What if you call my name and don't feel me near? Will you still believe in me or will you fear? I'll trust you, Lord. That's the name of the song. I'll trust you, Lord. No matter what comes my way, no matter how it happens, when it happens, to whom it happens, no matter what, I'll trust you. Because if you believe in God, that's one thing. But if you believe God, that's another. I believe you when things are going right in my life, and I'll still believe you when things are going wrong in my life. I believe you when the sun is shining in my life, and I'll still believe you when it's so cloudy and dark that I can't even see my way in my life. I'll still believe you. If you believe in God, say, I believe God. I believe God. No matter what. Because it's easy to believe God when you can see. But it's hard to believe God when you can't see.
Praise 102.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. Word of God found in the entire book of Job shows how an individual can go through extreme adversity and still trust God. As you know, there are things to be learned in this text. Always know that Satan is constantly trying to test your faith. Secondly, people who are closest to you can be adversarial as well. And of course, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But after all that, here is what can be learned about Job. Despite all the calamity and agony in his life, Job trusted God. As believers, it is imperative that we all trust God through adversity because at the end, if we trust God as Job did, we will receive double for our trouble. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
You have to make up your mind that I will trust you even when I can't trace you. Give God praise. You're going to believe God today. Because it's not enough just to believe in God. There will be a moment in your life. There will be a season in your life when the rubber is going to meet the road. When you're going to have to not just talk the talk. It's going to be a moment where you're going to have to walk the walk. That when it doesn't even make sense, I still believe God. because he has never failed. Let me ask you again. Has God ever failed you over here? Has he ever failed you? Why are you tripping then? I don't usually tell you this, but tell your neighbor. Neighbor. Don't trip, trust. Give God praise. You believe it today. Don't trip, trust. He knows what he's doing. I love the story before us today, and I'm almost done. But I love the story found here in the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis. And if you have any problems finding this book, I need you to stay at the church today.
All right.
But it's a very interesting story. You know, Genesis is the story of beginnings. And the first few chapters of Genesis, we learned of the creation. And we know how sin entered the world. And then we see some other things occurring in the book of Genesis early on. But after Adam and Eve, the next personality that we're introduced to in the 12th chapter of Genesis is a gentleman by the name of Abram. And I love this story because if you look at the book of Genesis, particularly with chapter 12, and I won't ask you to turn there. Just turn there for just a second. Look at what happens. Genesis chapter 12 opens up. Now the Lord has said to Abram, listen to this, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, and get this, and go to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those who curse you. And in you, listen to this, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Verse 4 says, so Abram departed as the Lord has spoken to him, and Lot went with him. I love that. Because when God comes to Abram, while he is comfortably in his homeland with his family and his land and his kindred, his possessions, and God says to him, Abram, leave your home and go to a land that I will show you. Don't you miss this? Because God did not say, Abram, leave, first in my instance, Detroit and go to Indianapolis and leave Indianapolis and then go to Charlotte. No, he said, start walking until I tell you to stop. Didn't give him a map. Didn't I give him an itinerary? He just told Abram to start walking and I'll tell you when you get there. And with that, Abram left, took his wife and his cattle and his nephew and started walking. Not just because he believed in God, but I contend he started walking because he believed God. He believed God when God said that I will make of you a great nation. He believed God when God said I will bless you. He believed God when God said I will make your name great. He believed God when God said, and you shall be a blessing. He believed God when God said, I will bless those who bless you. He believed God when God said, I will curse those who curse you. He believed God when God said, in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. And because he believed God, he started walking. Not knowing where he was going, but knew that God would be with him. He trusted God. He believed God. But he's human. So we find in chapter 12 that he leaves with his wife and his nephew, but then they end up, there was a famine in the land, and he ends up going to Egypt. God told him, I'm going to take care of you, but his humanity caused him to run off to Egypt. We got in some trouble there. And I won't go into that at this moment. But read the story for yourself. It's very interesting. Don't try this at home. But he left. And once he got into trouble in Egypt, he and Lot leave Egypt. And what blesses me about that is that it says in chapter 13, then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Listen to this. Abram was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. He went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was unable to support them that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites were also there. But listen to what Abram says to Lot. Please let there be no strife between you and me and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. It's not the whole land before you. Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. If you go to the right, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted his eyes, listen to this, and saw all the plain of Jordan. It was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan. Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain that, and pitched his tent, get this, toward a place called Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Well, what I want you to see here is that after they leave Egypt, they got into some trouble. But as they come out of Egypt, they had more than they had before they went into Egypt. Isn't it interesting that God still takes care of you and brings you out with more than what you had when you started walking with him? You're going to get that after a while. But they had so much that the land could not contain both Lot and Abram. And because of this good problem, they had too much, their herdsmen began to fight. And I don't know what the fight broke out about. I can imagine it must have been because one was taking their herd to the water, and the other one's herd showed up at the same time, and someone said, it's my turn. So, no, it's your turn. No, it's my turn. No, it's my turn. And the fight broke out. I guess that's how it happened. I don't know. But whatever happened, Abram said, wait a minute. We're brothers. We don't have to fight about this. There's enough for both of us. As a matter of fact, even though Abram was the senior, it was his prerogative. He could have chosen the land that he wanted because he was the eldest. But he gave Lot the prerogative to choose first. And Lot was so busy looking that he did not see that the land that he was selecting was toward a place called Sodom. The land was plush. The land was well watered. The land was fertile. But the land was exceedingly wicked. Listen, whatever, let me tell you something. Just because it looks good to you, that means good for you. And he let Lot leave. Lot chose the best land. And I got to park there for just a minute. And I got to tell somebody that sometimes you got to let Lot leave. Oh, God. You trying to hold on to folk? You think you can't make it without them? You think your life is going to be a shamble without them? And you holding on to Lot. Listen, let Lot leave. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Everybody can't go where God's taking you. Everybody can't have what God wants to give you. And everybody can't see what God wants to show you. And while you hold on to Lot, Lot's going to block you from seeing the things that God wants to show you. And Lot's going to block you. Going to be all in your ear. All up in your ear. So you can't hear what God wants to tell you. And he'll be all in your business. So you won't believe what God wants to tell you. So sometimes you got to let Lot leave. To the left, to the left. Right? But listen, after Lot left, look at what God says to Abram. Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, God, I give to you and your descendants forever. First thing I want you to understand as we believe God, that if you believe God, God will give you a commanding view. Let the church say commanding view. God will give you a commanding view. What am I saying? That God will give you, God, Lord, as far as you can see. Lord have mercy. God will give you as far as you can see. If you can see it, you can have it. But if you can't see it, you can't have it. Because you won't believe it. And what I want you to understand is that God has given Abram the first is the commanding view in the fact that God says to him, lift up your eyes from the place that you are.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday school, 10 a.m. morning service, 12 noon Wednesday midday Bible study, and 7 p.m. evening Bible study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. And clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church, the Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King, the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning, the Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.
You can listen to the word by going to www.PraiseCharlotte.com podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.PraiseCharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854. 704-548-7854.